Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Damaro, and with me is Steven Strom.
Kill all the lawyers.
Also with us is Mike Bachman.
You know, I know I can't talk to y'all, but you can type 7 if you want. Nobody's going to stop you.
Knows what that means.
Wait, can I say one thing? Are you, Jennifer, and you, Tim, involved in the legal sphere at all? Did I just accidentally insult you?
Technically involved in it, but not,
I'm a
lawyer.
But... Oh, look, someone's supposed to talk.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, guys, it's me, Tim Lanning. Great to be here.
Tim Lanning.
Drifty, you didn't introduce me.
I didn't? Are you serious?
No, you didn't.
Also,
you pulled a Tim on me.
Also with Tim? Us is Jennifer Cheek.
Guys, can we get our shit together?
No, we're all out of sorts.
Oh my goodness.
We're feeling a little bit nervous because we have a live studio audience this week.
And we're not drunk at all like the last time.
No.
So we're not brave at all.
So maybe we should start drinking. We are called Drunks and Dragons.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm drinking a red truck, red wine.
That's why.
That's the flavor.
That's red. Why Twitch was messed up. You were drinking too much. Earlier.
Last time I was quite buzzed when I set it up. That's why I couldn't remember why it wasn't working. It's like, maybe I need to drink more, then it'll work.
Yeah.
Did we social media all this stuff?
No, I didn't.
All right, everyone in the live chat, tweet your friends, tell your mom to sign up on her computer, all that.
Just tell her, she can stick around and watch.
Oh, yeah. Find a baby, stick its head inside a VCR, and turn it to our beautiful channel.
Oh, no.
I have to remove a cat.
In other exciting news, hey, look at that cat. Live audience just saw a cat, you guys. And in other exciting news, we also because of your lovely kickstarting, there is now a second feed, which you can find at random.dndpodcast.com, or you can search on iTunes for Drunks and Dragons, and you will find two feeds instead of one. And there's beautiful new art by our good friend Azad.
The gorgeous!
Oh my god, that dude's so good, right?
He's too good.
Really good.
It makes me angry.
He must be stopped.
He must be a beautiful demon.
It's so beautiful. Just the most beautiful demon.
This beautiful demon.
And so, guys, let's get right into it. How about we have everybody roll the d20?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh my goodness.
I better not win this because I won't be able to.
Who went last time?
Oh,
I don't remember.
It was so long ago.
It was Bachman, I think.
Yeah,
it
was totally.
Literally...
Bachman, but you have so
No, it was Strom. I think Strom rolled 20.
I think it was Strom.
I think it was me.
If only we had direct access to our fans that could tell us those things.
Don't you dare look at that chat room.
Drifty's allowed to see the chat room. We're not. That is what's going on.
We get too distracted.
Because
we're bad children.
The chat room are essentially our gods. We see what the gods say.
It was Strom, according to the chat room.
Okay.
It was Strom. He rolled
Hey, Bachman, how about you roll one of the 1,000 d20s you have in your house?
Oh, my God. There's so many dice in my house right now. All the Chessex dice are in my bedroom right now. And I'm gonna.
Did you like crack them open and just take a sniff?
I sniffed some of them.
And hey,
you guys will never know which ones I sniffed. Maybe I'll mark them somehow.
Are they like each in a little container, or is it just like a big bag of
20s?
They're
in like when you go and buy like a set of dice in those little plastic like boxes.
The little
They're
wait, Bachman.
Okay,
you say
so they
mark them. Do you mean like with pee-pee?
Like with my musk.
Not with your musk.
It's
Bachman. But I'm going to have a joke. I have to say it before I explode. Those dice that are in your bedroom, does that mean it's the chess sexiest bedroom?
Oh, you nailed that one.
I wish that I had let you speak earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes I say funny things, like at least one time out of ten. So.
I feel like sometimes we do sort of bull over Jennifer.
Yeah, with the shit, you misogynist fucks.
Wow.
The moment we get the live chat, she gets all excited. That's why I don't bring her out to dinner parties with my work friends and co-workers.
I'm rude and crude. Like,
get out of
guys,
here.
What did everyone roll?
Oh,
I rolled a 7.
I rolled a nothing because I'm not doing it.
10.
I rolled a natural 1.
Wait, so I won?
Yeah,
ten?
You won.
Jennifer
I'm
Cheek.
Here for you, girl.
Jennifer okay. Cheek, what happened last week on Drunks okay. and Dragons?
So, in general, we are a team that works together because we woke up on slabs without our memories and we have things in... Wait, we still have the things implanted behind our ears. Yes, we do.
In
so
your brains.
Strong.
Yeah, in our no, brain. You, every time I say behind my ear, and every time you correct me.
Because behind the ear sounds like it could just you're just wearing a Bluetooth headset.
You're right. Okay, so they are in our behind, located behind our ears, but inside our brain. Strom doesn't have it anymore. So that's what's driving us. Last week, I'm getting confused. Last couple weeks, we broke into Tom's dad's vault and stole the sword Blood Drinker.
Yeah.
And then we tried to leave with the sword, and we fought a bunch of people. We fought people over acid pits. And we, like, knocked some stuff over to distract, and we ran away. I feel like that's all that we did last week.
Well, then we got...
Oh, that's right. We went to that inn.
Quimby's Tavern.
Quimby's Tavern, which is, like, the headquarters, or at least a place of hanging out for the Dark Blades.
I remember that place, because that's where the saddest moment in my life happened, ever.
I know, Tom. It was bad for you. Tom had a special connection with Blood Drinker. Mostly in that it talked to him, but we had to give the sword up to get money because we are so poor. We need
money
that money.
Is more important than friendship to these
and
people.
And I had to be inducted into the Dark Blade.
Yeah, you're a Dark Blade.
I'm a Dark Blade. I'm Tom Dark Blade.
You can say it now and not get like punched.
It's been like what? 23
can
episodes?
We still call him Dark Blade though?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that was never a thing.
I think it was.
That was the main thing.
It was like a thing.
Just like your reflexes, it was edited.
I gotta
out.
Be honest though. Like it wasn't. When Strom like introduced the Dorkblade thing, I was like, "There's no way that's ever gonna be a thing. That's too
but
dumb."
It was.
And it,
it
kind of became a thing though, which is weird.
It was
that's
a
totally
thing for a month, and
but now it's gonna be back.
People still say it.
I feel the fact that I'm saying it's not a thing is gonna make it a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Listeners,
you really doomed yourself.
Listeners, rate and review us on iTunes, and in those reviews, call him Dorkblade.
Do it.
The other thing that happened is you guys all went up to level 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you, I want each one of you to first describe your character, both name and physical appearance, and then talk about your new powers that you've gained. Let's start with Jennifer Cheek.
Okay. So my character's name is Eludra. She's a warden dwarf. Appearance-wise, other than just being a dwarf, she is just so busty. And, like, she's built like a brick house. She has blonde hair and a cool dread. She has a sweet-ass hammer now because she found that in the vault.
Yes.
It's great.
This description needs more slap bass.
I don't even know. Oh, I see what you mean, slap bass. I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah,
I thought it was a sexual
face.
Thing. I was confused. So that's my character in general. And should I talk about my new power that I got?
Yes, please.
Now that I turned up to level 5. So I got a really, really awesome new daily power called Boiling Cloud. Well, it's a 2-part thing. So there's one part that's minor, which is Boiling Cloud, where I summon a cloud of blood and grit that conceals all my friends around me. And then, can I read the flavor text? Because it's
please,
really
please
awesome.
Do.
Please.
You sacrifice your foes to summon the hunger of Quadracoon, a noxious cloud of blood and a braiding grit. The cloud boils around you until you hurl it away in a terrifying blast. Quadracoon is a demon prince. Quadracoon!
Wait, okay, can I just say that I thought you said Quadracoon, like 4 raccoons like fused together.
That is my demon prince.
Oh man,
sure.
You guys.
Tim is terrified of raccoons.
I'm not afraid of them. I respect them.
I really hope that Quadra Senpai notices me.
Oh, he will. Oh, he
when
will.
When is Quadracoon going to be a boss?
Oh my god, that has to be a thing.
I love Quadracoon.
Anyway, that's only my minor. The actual standard that goes with the Boiling Cloud is that it's really nice because it's a blast 3, but also a burst 1. So, and it does not hit my allies, only wow. my That's enemies. Nice. And it's neat. 2 D10 plus 5 damage.
What if I want it to hit me?
Too bad. We've already established that. I don't care about that.
Bachman, you know, it's like some guys, when they like to have sex, right? And then some guys, they like to watch. And with you, maybe you can be both. Maybe you can do the tantric sex when you're bleeding. But maybe you see somebody else's blood, it's still okay.
It's good, right? But it's no substitute.
Mm.
Hey, you're not married. Am I right, Thrifty? Up top, Jennifer.
No. up top or down below.
So this is an interesting question, you guys. So Jennifer's character, Aludra, now has another daily power. Now, I know the answer to this question, but some of our listeners out there might not know. Does this mean that she gets to use 2 daily powers every day, or does she just have to pick 1 daily power?
Well, you have like
we had this argument a while ago, and your opinion was wrong.
Well, what was my opinion? Because I don't remember.
Because that you can only use 1 a day.
I feel like you should be able to use both. Just
it's a cooldown. It's a cooldown.
Yeah, it's a cooldown. Like I got my hot bar up on the screen. I got my user interface, and I click it, and then the timer ticks down.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a barbarian, I had ones that would, like, I had multiple, and sometimes they'd play off each other, and sometimes they just work better if I did 2 at once.
Some of them, like, mine are really powerful, because, like, then both of my dailies do, like, 3 weapon damage.
Hey, Tim, you do 2 at once while watching another one? Because I hear Bachman might know a little bit about that.
Nice joke.
So I do agree with you that you get to use 2 daily. You get to use both of your dailies. It gets more confusing with wizards because they start with 2 dailies, but they only get to use.
They have to pick one.
They can only. Right. So it makes it a little bit more confusing.
Right, and like you can have a daily utility power.
Right.
Which is weird.
Right.
So that adds to the whole kerfuffle.
That is also makes this game might be a little bit complicated sometimes.
Guys, I thought we were gonna have a fight. My blood is a blood drinking right now, spraying everywhere in this apartment.
Let's get some of that out, Tim, and you can describe your character to us.
Okay.
And his new abilities.
I play Tom Darkblade, a.k.a. Tom Thumble, a.k.a. your best friend, and...
a.k.a. Tom Darkblade.
A.k.a. Aww. Tom Darkblade. Hey, I don't care what you call me, as long as you call me. I'm the group's rogue. I am a halfling rogue. I'm roughly 3 to 4 feet tall on a good day. I'm not allowed to wear shoes. My avatar has a beard, but, you know, it's not really a beard.
Is it an illusionary beard?
It's like cat whiskers, but on my chin. Oh. That's how I get through small spaces.
Oh, it like spreads out so you can feel your
That's
your
how
little cracks and crevices. All right.
And I'm a rogue, and I switch between dagger and shuriken based damage. And the past several encounters, my Presti advantage wasn't working for me. It's too situational. I can't use it when I'm at range. I was like, get out of here. So I decided to replace that one with Trick Strike. Now, Trick Strike is a 3 weapon plus my dex modifier, and I get to slide the target 1 square. And then, until the end of the encounter, you can slide the target 1 square. Whenever. So imagine Tom, every time he stabs his fellow, he has to move. I slide him. And so that's basically going to be me pushing people around to get combat advantage constantly. Or to have them getting better stuff for Aludra's marking and yada, 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 yada. And then the one that my level 5 is called Bloodbath. And that one is 1 weapon plus dex. And then if I'm sneak attacking, I get ongoing sneak attack damage.
I like when you say sneak attack. It's like sneak attack.
Sneak attack. So if I do my two D8s and I do 16 damage, that creature gets 16 damage every turn.
Wow. Does it like a save ended or something? Or?
Yeah, save ends.
Ooh, Thrifty, your crazy voice just got all... You okay? You need another
one? Excuse me. Do I sound better now?
Russian.
Does anyone have a ritual?
He's got to like lubricate his throat, yeah, you know, with that white, that cream from the white Russian.
Guys, but stop saying lubricating cream. That's disgusting.
But the good thing for this one is it can be ranged.
Yeah.
So
nice. That's exciting. Strom, tell us about your character and your new power.
You want to know about Junpei Iori?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, better men than you have learned his visage and died for less information. Junpei Iori.
Have I?
We've killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
We are straight-up murderers.
You know.
We are Hitler.
Is that why they died?
That's kind of what I'm wondering.
I've been pulling the strings from behind this.
There was a few puppy murderers mixed in there for sure.
Oh yeah, puppy murderers.
That ain't okay.
Dog sausage.
Anyway, so Junpei Iori is a sort of tall, over 6 foot, steampunk green goblin looking man, who is currently clothed in an amazing shirt that he stole, an eye patch. Which is able to shoot beams of energy. He's missing a hand on one hand or one arm, but he has replaced it with a magic hand of his own design, and it is covered, much like his normal hand, with gauntlets that are on fire because they are burning gauntlets. And now I've got the shoes from the hit miniseries event, The Tenth Kingdom, that make me go invisible. And I think that's it right now. I don't think I have any amazing pants yet, or like a kilt or anything yet. But I hold hope.
There's always hope.
And yeah, there's always hope. It's a new hope.
And he's a Gith Yonki.
Oh yeah,
I'm a Gith Yonki. Yeah.
Whatever that.
That's
means.
How it's pronounced. Well,
totally. Not a
Gith Zerai.
Gith Zerai. Not a Gith Zerai. Junpei is a monster.
Yes. Basically. I'm a space pirate.
You're like in the monster manual, right?
Yeah, that's where his character comes from.
My latest power is, you know what? I just made that New Hope goof just a second ago. You remember the Star Wars movies? Have you heard of these?
There's a little
franchise.
I've heard tell of that.
The kids are talking about them.
Well, in one of those movies, there's a thing called the Sarlacc Pit, and it's a character called Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, later on in a book, he gets out. But I basically have the power to summon that now with the power of Abyssal Maw.
A Boba Fett?
I can summon Boba Fett.
Oh, this is Jango Fett.
Summon him to
my house. You're not the king of Mandalore.
Summon him to my house.
Other Star Wars references.
I can summon the Sarlacc Pit. And it's a fucking monstery mouth that just opens up out of the fucking ground and leads to a hell dimension, and I can open it up on the ground and move it around, and if anybody is standing next to it, any enemies within one square, they provoke an opportunity attack from it, and I can also just make an attack.
Neat.
So that's like your fire orb.
Yeah, it's like also, I'm gonna have two
terrifying
of them.
Hellmaw.
But you can't have two of them unless you don't move. You can do it.
Yeah.
You'll be great. Bachman.
Yeah.
Tell us about your person.
Oh, man. Have you guys heard about this Tom Dragonborn? Tom the Dragonborn?
Tell me about the Tom Dragonborn.
What was that?
Well, lesser men than you. Oh, nobody. Somebody already did it.
That's good.
No, Tom Dragonborn, he's a giant lizard man. He has a tail, even though some have told me the Dragonborns don't have tails. Well,
they don't.
This one
they
does. Don't.
This one
they,
does. This one.
They are
no, in our world, they do.
Yeah, in our in our world, I do. We've never met another Dragonborn. There's no way of knowing.
That's true.
I go back and forth. I don't know if I see myself more as an Azad version of Tom the Dragonborn, or as a Zachary Rentz version of Tom the Dragonborn. Because Zachary's version now has me wielding all three of my swords simultaneously. And that excites me quite a bit.
Is that Drow Warrior?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Zachary, draw Tom taller. I'm just saying.
Draw him taller. Draw him as baller. Yeah, no, my new power is Stand the Fallen. And if Thrifty ever tries to pull some shit like he did when he put us up against all those level sixes, then I'm going to use this daily. It does 3 weapon damage plus my strength modifier, but each ally within 10 squares of me can spend a healing surge and regain additional hit points equal to my charisma modifier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, y'all. Coming back.
That sounds awesome.
I'm just going to let out like a just like really like primal sexual mating call to everybody in the area, and you're all going to feel it in your bones.
Just rally.
Are your scales green?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just say they're green.
Because, like, I agree, like, in my head they're green, but I feel like an electric dragon would have blue scales.
You know, actually, like, kind of like a bright blue, I do like it. I mean, blue is my favorite color.
Kind of, in my head, they're green, though. In my head, you're green. Sorry.
What if they go back and forth?
What if you're like a chameleon?
Give me a thing. I mean, Thrifty, let me know if I got to roll for it or whatever. But say, when I'm using my lightning breath, what if my scales all turn green, like, as it's happening? That's how you know it's going to happen, because all my scales
You mean they all turn blue.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Right.
That's canon now.
That's definitely cool.
Blue scale canon.
Blue scale canon.
Okay, guys, so you are all in Quinby's Tavern.
Oh, this is a great tavern.
I steal Blood Drinker and run out the door.
Blood Drinker has been carried away. It's no longer, you can't see it anymore.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You just got a bag of 2,500 gold pieces.
Who Luther, carry this bag.
I will, in my bag of holding.
And Footpat Cowlor flips.
That's the best name.
Flips a Dark Blade insignia to Tum.
Yes! Yes! Oh, finally. Ba-tink!
Okay. Here's the thing, you guys.
Uh-oh.
You guys got to strap in for a second, because this is going to be a doozy.
All right, let me get out my penalty pin.
I got it.
As the Darkblade insignia hits Tum's hand, suddenly...
He dies.
No!
Congratulations on your $1,000.
All of his memories come flooding back to him.
Wait. Okay, never mind. I don't want to know.
I want to know what percentage of that is masturbation.
Should I open up my email just in case?
No, you don't need to open up your email.
God damn it. Should everyone else take off their headphones?
No, I'm just going to let everyone hear it.
All my memories come flooding back to House Vidalis.
Yeah. So, Tom, you remember, you have faint memories of your early childhood.
Uh-huh.
Where the only time you ever knew happiness and warmth. You lived in a small halfling village with parents that you can vaguely remember and brothers and sisters.
Yes. I seem to recall that one of them was called Bilbo.
It is a very hobbity kind of situation for you people at home.
Graham!
But then your sharpest memory from that time is one day winged terrors came from the sky and murdered everyone.
Graham!
You remember seeing your mother devoured whole.
Baggins!
And
I don't like where this is going.
Your father... Your father held off a demon just to give you enough time so you could go and hide. And so you managed to hide and managed to escape unscathed. And you were found by a man whose face you cannot remember. The only thing you remember about him is he had red hair, and he seems vaguely familiar to you.
Vaguely familiar red hair. Finnegan had red hair, right?
The next thing you remember is living in an orphanage in Carr.
Oh,
you hated it, though.
I hated the orphanage.
You hated the other kids.
I have fond memories of Carr. Oh, Carr.
Shit.
So
actually.
So eventually you escaped.
Yeah,
and left. And you lived on the streets of Carr, and you stole to feed yourself.
Like Aladdin.
Way better than living in that orphanage where they fed me.
But you weren't very good at stealing.
Damn it.
And this is an emotional roller coaster.
Is this, I know.
Is this like Fortunately, it's Unfortunately, you ever play that game? That's what's going on right now.
So you were like on the verge of starvation, and the first Darkblade you ever encountered basically gave you a pack of food with bread and salted meat in it, and is the only thing that kept you alive.
The Dark, I'm like Katniss, and
you are
like
exactly
PETA.
Yes, PETA. Except the dark the Darkblades are all PETA.
There are a thousand PETAs.
More like Aladdin.
No, no one was nice to
no
Aladdin.
No one helped Aladdin.
Aladdin got his shit right.
You got your last loaf of bread.
So you also remember being. You also remember being. Hold on one second. A young man. And you would sneak into Emperor Thumble's arena to watch his children fight.
Yeah, that was great.
And every once in a while,
and
you
it
would,
was brutal, and you hated it. Oh no!
Every once in a while, you would see trans children in the market, and you would watch as like everyone crowded around them, and you know clearly they were like adored and loved, and they wore rich clothing, and you know you just really you wanted to be one of those children. You wanted
yeah,
to
I
be
did.
One.
You were like a kid in the 80s watching Last Action Hero. Yeah. That's who you were.
So occasionally they would, like, you know, the trans people would have recruitment drives to get people to fight in the arena.
Right.
And you knew that everyone...
I don't fight in the Hunger Games!
You knew that
Can
everyone...
Can I pause it real quick?
Yeah.
Last Action Hero came out in 1993.
Oh.
So the kids in the 80s that watched the... They were doing some illegal shit. Anyways, go ahead.
Time travel.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, yeah. So you knew in your head that everyone they recruited just was, like, slaughtered. But you wanted that life so bad that... You did it anyway. You signed
up. I could taste it, and I knew I would be good enough.
I will take my sister's place.
Right now, Tom is huddled in the corner going, why can I hear your memories?
Some psychic shit going on here.
I've never seen or read The Hunger Games. Am I close with these callouts?
Yeah, you're right on.
It's all about Last Action Hero.
So you signed up, and you were going to battle in the arena. And the night before your battle, a man came to you, and you can't remember his face, but he gave you a special dagger and an amulet that he said would be lucky, and that you should wear it during your battle.
Oh,
which you did,
and that you should stay up all night just to get lucky. Stay up all night just to get lucky. up all okay. night just to get lucky.
Okay, you shut up.
I guess we get what you're doing now.
I don't
either. So your first battle was against a gnoll.
Oh, those guys suck.
And he was, you know, and you were definitely overmatched. He was about to murder you. He stabbed at you with his spear. Uh-huh. And it would have been the killing blow, but it struck, the tip of the spear struck the amulet, and the spear shattered. And it caused an opening, which allowed you to, you know, stab him in the throat and murder him.
Deal the coup de grace.
And become...
And then I stood on his body, remember, and I said, I'm on a knoll.
Nice one.
Grassy knoll.
Everyone's like, no.
He was hot.
Yeah. So... So that from that point on, you were one of Trant's children, and it was not obviously as wonderful as you had thought it was going to be. There was constant infighting. You would sleep with your chair wedged under the door handle because you were afraid one of your brothers or sisters would sneak in the middle of the night and slit your throat.
I thought that was going to get sexy.
It was that kind of thing. And basically everything that Trant did, everything that he was into, ended up with blood and murder and slaughter, and you hated him.
I'm good at heart.
Right.
I don't like murder.
Yeah, you realize that, you know, you hate him and you want to kill him.
Tom, your life's shitty.
So
this sucks, bro.
So you would fight every week. And sometimes you would fight like gruesome monsters, but sometimes you would just fight against street urchins who like had no chance. And
murderer.
Yeah, it was awful.
These terrible memories. Why?
And then in 1 week, they put you in the arena with your deadliest foe yet, a puppy.
Oh.
And you became the thing you hated most.
You even remember killing a boy who you knew from your time in the streets. Like, he wasn't your friend, but you know, it really came home, like, oh my god, like, that would have been me. That should have been me.
Oh, that really changes my whole outlook on everything.
This isn't gonna be sad in real life.
So you had, you know, so you began, like, plotting and, like, you know, thinking, like, oh, I can't stand this, I gotta get out of this. And the two things that Trant would always talk about, his two biggest, you know, problems in the city were Fennekin and the Darkblades. And you remember back from your childhood.
Man, I love
You've always liked the Darkblades.
Yes.
So then that's when you decided, I'm going to become a Darkblade and become part of his problem. So that's when you made contact with Footpad Kalor. You started feeding the Darkblades secret information to help them.
Yo, Bachman, mute your mic when you're crunkly over there, man. Shit.
You're getting your snack on.
When you're yumming over there.
So, like, you would steal away in your free time and train with them to be a rogue. And eventually you were offered a spot as a Darkblade, but you would need to finish your training in Mastwick and you would need to leave the city. So you escaped Carr in the middle of the night, leaving the family, and then you remember the last things you remember are completing your training and getting the last task, which, you know, to come steal Blood Drinker. But then, you don't remember what happened.
And it all fell apart.
What happened to send you, you know, to get you captured and all that stuff.
So not all of his memories came flooding.
No, but most of them. He just doesn't remember the last, you know, the last few weeks.
Yeah,
that's completely unrelated to the rest of the memory loss. This is just regular old roofies.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you've got your memories back, Tom.
Tom, I'm both crying because I'm horribly depressed and because I'm finally a Darkblade. And my vengeance against Trant Thumble and whoever those demons were on those winged beasts who killed my parents. I'll finally kill them.
We could do that later, right? Like, that doesn't have...
No, you gotta go do that now.
We got a shit ton of things on our plate right now, and your problems with your daddy really aren't high on my list.
Listen,
I need to find a long-lost love is what I need to find.
Oh.
Interesting. You mean
I don't want to die. That's true. Like, the thing in my head, I don't want that to blow up either, but...
I know that to get what I want... I need to get this shit out of my brain. And so I will help Fennekin. He is one. If he can help me defeat Trant, that'll work.
So
that'd be cool.
So put foot pad Kalor. He goes, you know, stay the night here, which is you guys stay the night there, and so you can level up and stuff.
Cool.
Oh, that's right. And I have like 8 hit points.
Why don't you invite the Darkblades to stay with us on our bomb ass boat, yo?
Well, yeah, do you want to be on a boat cruise?
No.
It's a little. This is like a Darkblade safe house. You're safe from the.
Stay here.
You're safe from the guards here, but Phobab Kalor tells you that you really need to get out of car because they're looking for you.
Uh oh.
You gotta sneak out.
Got it.
And he does have a Darkblade mission for you. Should you choose to accept it.
We cannot take any more missions right now.
We need missions.
Well,
if it's a quick one.
Is so full, and I don't even have it sorted anymore. I don't even know.
This show is becoming the Lost of D&D.
Yeah, our plan. I think Thrifty has it in his head. I believe in him. I've not been burned before.
Yeah, 50 has gone above and beyond every single time.
Yeah. No,
I'm just saying that we're going to be, at the end, we're going to be left with a lot of unresolved issues because we don't have the fucking time.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so we have 2,500 gold right now.
Well, no, you have 5,000 gold.
We have 5,000. A little over 5,000.
Okay.
5 G's.
So we, well, Junpei owes Geodude 11,000, but we agreed to help him. Roz told us.
I didn't really agree so much to that, though. Yeah, either.
I remember storming off and finding Daisy. That's what I remember.
Look.
Daisy! What the hell is Daisy doing right now?
She's still on the fucking boat.
I've not killed Daisy.
We're going to get her after this.
If we don't fucking go rescue Daisy right now, those people are going to eat her.
No!
She's not. Well, no, they're not cannonballs.
No, Junpei. They're not cannonballs. There's no cannonballs.
Olivia has her head in her hands, and she's like, how do I
even though Junpei went crazy.
All right, let's delve deeper into this quest that you got.
Yeah, Kalor, what do you got for me?
There is a prize fighter in Mastwick named Bercy Hamhands.
Oh, I love that name.
Bercy Hamhands.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty
Bercy
normal.
Was supposed to take a fall, but of course he didn't.
Uh-oh.
And of course he put all the money on himself and he made thousands of gold and then ran off. So he's either hiding in Mastwick somewhere or on the run. And you need to go to Mastwick and hunt him down and find him and get back the Darkblade's money, teach Bercy a lesson.
And we need to go to Mastwick anyway, because Roz said if we got her some cash, then she could make us some more cash.
I cannot wait for the accounting episode of D&D Podcast.
Oh, man. It's going to be so thrilling.
I'm an actuary.
So
we need to go to Mastwick.
Right. Basically, anything you find on him, you get to keep.
Because here's the thing, our other options were go to the Crypt of Senor the Red,
yeah,
or go to the ruins of House Vidalis, and those are really far away.
Yeah.
We don't have the way to get there. Yes.
Guys, I don't know how I feel about like making Daredevil happen though. Like this guy's got like a young kid who believes
in him. Is this Junpei talking or is this Strom talking?
This is Strom talking.
Okay.
I
don't know about Daredevil. I'm sorry.
See, Matt Murdock is a kid growing up in Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, no, no, please don't.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Anyway, I think we have to go to Mastwick, because that's really our only option.
How far away is the Lost Island?
Well, the Lost Island is between here and Mastwick.
I told you this is becoming lost.
Oh, my God. There's a polar bear on it.
We need to go. We got to go to the Holdfast. We might have missed something there.
Oh, yeah. it's like I have business in Mastwick regardless. We'll do this for you. And save the green one, the not dragon green one's hide in so doing.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are gonna you think you're all on board with this plan?
I'm on board with it.
Junpei, you're not on board with this.
We're doing this.
Junpei's just good with whatever. He's just really aloof right now.
Junpei, you have 18 days to live. You have 18 days to live.
All right, that's good to know. I'm going to put that down right now. 18 days.
I mean, Junpei, if you don't want to go here, we could travel a month and a half that way. And then let's see how your gin servant
Junpei's just down with whatever. He's okay with anything. With his recent bout with insanity, he's unsure of his own personality right now. And he has got to redefine himself as a human being, or as not a human being, I guess, as a Gifyanki being.
Yeah.
And so he's going to hang with you guys while he rediscovers himself.
That's right.
And just take all of the money that we earn.
Well, he don't owe us big time.
That's true.
Like, really big time.
Hey guys,
I'm very loyal, but I expect loyalty in return.
I don't know if you heard, but I can summon a Sarlacc pit now, so like I can do some dirt with you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty legit.
All right,
we'll get on the boat that we stole from pirates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Footpad. I shake Footpad Kalor's hand, and I give him a little hug too.
Oh,
because I'm happy.
Does he like that?
I'm still. Yeah. Let's do that. What's up?
Okay.
Okay.
So, it's all right. So you're just going to stroll over to the boat?
Maybe wait till the middle of the night and be all sneak.
Yeah, what time is it right now? Because we're wanted in the city.
Well,
so
it's basically, you know, you stayed overnight so you could get all your health back and stuff.
Okay.
So you can wait till that night again.
Who votes that we all just stay in this city and then just play like a survival game and see how many guards we can kill before we all wipe?
Oh my gosh.
48 more guards.
Like, jokes on all you listeners, we all died.
This is still the same encounter.
That guy actually paid $4,000 for you guys to just stop making the podcast.
Podcast you guys are the worst.
Instead of spending the entire night, can we get up like an hour before dawn?
Yeah, totally.
And then
that's a good idea.
Cover darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And do the Dark Blades have any secret tunnels? They have any secret this, secret that, or...
They do not have secret tunnels.
Dang
Does
it.
Junpei, can Junpei do a history check to see if he knows of any secret tunnels rumored to be in this city?
He can.
But he would fail.
Well, you go ahead and do a history check.
I rolled a 12, plus my character's skill in that particular field of expertise, which is a... this is so small. 13, so that's what, 25?
You remember that there are totally secret tunnels in Mastwick, but not in Carr.
Damn it!
Dope.
That's going to come in useful later.
Yeah.
Remember
that. It.
All right, so I suppose that we thank our Darkblade hosts. I give them the old Darkblade wink, and then...
Oh, he does teach you the secret handshake.
Yes!
I was hoping that it was like a secret...
He takes you into the back room so the other people can't see it.
Can I roll a perception check to see if I learn the secret handshake?
No, he takes him away. You're not even in the same room.
Oh, you did just say that. Like, I was thinking about what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Hey,
listening.
We learned about that in improv. What you did was you paid attention to the line before, took time to think about your line, and then the scene moved on. But you're still in the past. It really puts a gap there.
Mm.
Mm.
So how do you in
I'm gonna put a gap in your teeth.
Well, I was gonna ask how you rectify that, but that apparently that's it. That's the answer.
That's how you solve it.
Don't fuck with Tom.
So should we how many plus five daggers do I get?
None.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just glad I have this insignia, which I don't brazenly show off, and I have their secret handshake to go along with my thief language.
In point of fact, you should probably hide the insignia someplace like where nobody will ever find it. You should,
I know.
Well.
Yeah, you can't find it. Try me.
Oh.
Let me so should we go to her check to see if I can find it?
You don't want to do that.
It's in my dark hole, my nerd hole.
Oh no!
It's in the dark hole.
It's where he put his dagger in episode one.
Oh yeah, it's still there too.
That dagger is still there.
Yeah.
That might be causing some internal problems. Like bleeding.
I can't find it.
It's gone.
From now on, the Tum will lose one health per turn on all
rectal bleeding. So gross. Do you want to sneak to the boat?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys gonna make any other preparations, or are you just gonna sneak out at night?
Can we buy like rations? I always am afraid of rations. I feel like you mentioned rations a lot.
I know.
Yeah,
we don't need
know
rations.
If
we
I'm
have
gonna...
a dungeoneer to pick mushrooms for us.
I mean, I think maybe there'll be a circumstance where that'll be important, but I don't think it's going to be important at this point.
You got it.
I think he's just going to decide, regardless of how many rations we have, that we're out of rations at some point because it's
when it comes
out of the story, and that's okay.
You're lost underneath
the best
crypt of Sinu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess thank you. Like, is there any extra hot tips on hammy hands or
That's anything? go talk to a contact in Mastwick and they'll give you some more information.
All right, you got it. I hug him again.
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit better.
Like an eyelid kiss. Can you like flutter your eyelids?
Oh, butterfly kisses?
I don't think I would do that. That's not really in my RP, but
Is Blood Drinker still in the room?
No.
Like, I don't want to steal
it. No, that was taken immediately. The first thing I said was they take it out of the room so you can't see it anymore.
I just wanted to like give it like a knowing glance as we walked out, but okay. No, it's cool.
And it plays like the sad Hulk music as you walk out. Just da-da-da. That's the Sports Center theme. That's not.
That's dumb.
And I guess
no, it does play the Sports Center theme. Actually,
I go to a Tom and quietly say, "Tom, you've gained a true friend and an ally today. Oh, the things that you did for me last night, the memories like that I had flooding back. Whatever happens between me and you, I will be. I have your back. You are." A true friend of Tum, Darkblade Thumble. Thank you.
I lick him.
I knew you were going to say that!
Tum!
That's what we Dragonborns do in this world, in this universe.
Your tails and your tongues.
I swear to God, I knew he was going to say that.
It'd be funny if Strom said, "Now check your mail!" And we're like, okay.
And then
it's like Tom Licks.
And it's a picture of my dick.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
I do tell you that it's cool, bro. It's cool. But you sense like a little bit that it might not be cool, but it's cool. No, we're totally cool.
Huh. But again, I'm sorry that you lost Blood Drinker. That must have been a great sacrifice, but think of what we'll gain.
Blood Drinker?
Who's to say?
Maybe you can steal it back later.
Okay. No, we're totally going to gain
Blood Drinker. Seemed pretty specifically garnered to your tastes, which I think...
You guys can't see Mike Bottman's face if you're listening to this podcast, but I don't really know how to describe it.
That was a face of agreement, is what that was.
Yeah. He had one eyebrow arched, like, really high.
You guys, Blood Drinker. I just got hit by with like a wave of exhaustion. I'm so fucking tired.
Junpei,
you have to rally. Junpei.
We only have 2 more hours. Don't worry.
Junpei, just take a little nap and we'll wake you when it's your turn. It's good radio.
Okay, so you guys are sneaking through the city then?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have to do any sneak checks or anything?
Guys, I got this.
Okay. So you come up to the gates between the main city and the docks, and it's guarded.
Mm.
There's a guard on each side of the gate.
Oh, and they're probably gonna be looking for us, right?
But they won't be looking for an invisible man. I have invisible shoes.
Oh, yeah. Shit! Yeah, that's true. That'll make one of us invisible.
Well, I can fucking walk up behind them and clink their heads together and knock them out.
Yeah.
Oh, can you please do that? And Thrifty, will you make the sound effect? Go.
You're only invisible for one round, which is like 6 seconds.
That's
Godspeed.
How fast can you run?
He run and just like crashes their heads together like, real fast.
Whoa.
They're standing. There, it's like a 10-foot gate, and there's one on one side, one on the other side.
Do we see like any other guards, like on the walls, or any other like? If we take out these guards, murder style.
Those are the only two you see.
I say we try something that we are not super familiar with here on D&D Podcast. I say we try some trickery and diplomacy and words and things that don't end with people.
I was intimidated
all the time.
Yeah, maybe like let's not kill him.
Use my disguise hat to turn into? Who's the? Have we met other short people? Oh, what's the Did we kill the mole? The
you might mole? As well just ask who we haven't killed because it's like a way shorter list.
Remember the mule?
The mule is not dead. He's still alive, right?
Okay.
Right. No joke, I literally do not know who that is. I don't remember.
Actually, you know, was he with... No, he wasn't. Yeah, he's alive.
He's on the floor that beat us.
Right.
With Xavier and the other girl.
Yeah, he's totally alive.
Because essentially what I'm saying...
Which of the four's weapons are good against the other one? Is this like how Mega Man works, or?
Yeah, right. The mule Moving is good on. Against Owlman. So my hat can only turn me into things that is the same size as me.
Oh.
Which is I think the mule is the only person that we've seen that's my size. Or Primple.
Could you turn yourself into a medium large sized dog?
I don't know.
They've got to know that Primple's dead by now, right?
Oh, man. That's true.
Can you turn yourself into a sexy lady?
That's
true. I don't know that they necessarily do need to know that Primple's dead by now. It's not like this is like they've got like medieval not ye olde internet. Like
it happened in the middle of the streets, though. I mean, word of mouth.
And it's been like 3 days.
Yeah, I feel like they might.
How about this? How about I turn myself into a sexy Aludra? Aludra and I walk up to the guards as sexy twins, and then we comically smash their heads together. So they
Between
go sleep.
Your boobs.
How many beards?
Smother them.
That's two beards, right?
Well, you braid the two beards together, and then it's like weird.
I can't grow a beard. So do you guys want to do that? Do you have another idea? Do you want to like?
I like this idea. I think this is clever.
What if we talk and then you guys run up and like knock them?
I think this is.
I don't really feel like Junpei's got the strength to knock anybody, though, right?
I have the strength of the Githyanki.
You've only got one arm, bro.
We're proud people.
What if I?
I'm not talking about emotional strength. I mean, like,
This is what we're gonna do. Tom, me and you are going to walk up to the guards and be sexy ladies. We're going to pretend like we had a night out on the town carousing, and then we just want to go out back to our
boat.
We're walk-a-shaming back to our boat, and we just want to go to our boat.
You know what I can't wait for is when we look up from this discussion, and the two guards are standing right there, like next to us.
Oh, what's this thing?
What's all this thing?
I think in the purpose of brevity, I say we do it.
All right.
I say, I don't. And wait, if you can get them both together in like close proximity, I'll bet you Tom the Dragonborn has enough strength to knock both of them out.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna scissor kick both their faces together.
Well, Aludra has enough strength, and I have enough dexterity.
Well, that's right. The Aludra's fucking way stronger than like most of our group. So
brick house.
Yeah. So let's do that.
All right. So.
She's just too short to reach their head.
All right. I turn into Aludra.
But wait, does your hat just do your face or
no,
your body?
No, it's face. But I do have to do my... It does not change my voice.
So you're just talking in a high-pitched voice.
Hello!
Yeah.
All right.
You gave the appearance of any humanoid race, so I couldn't do a dog, of the same size category. Your clothing and equipment alter appearance to reflect this change. The illusion does not alter sound or texture. So a creature listening to you or touching you might detect the illusion. Mm.
The problem with doing that high voice is Jennifer does not have a very high voice.
I don't have a very
high
voice.
We're twins. We have different voices, like Tegan and Sarah.
We're like fraternal twins.
I don't know. Let's roll.
Just FYI, in my head, that hat can make you into a medium-sized creature.
Oh, badass. Well, I'm fine with being sexy twin.
Right. I think we should go with this plan right now, though.
In the future.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys approach the guards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are Tom and Junpei doing right now?
Hiding,
being bros, just like catching up on our man time.
So you guys are like back farther away somewhere.
They're talking about being green.
I don't want to be.
Hey,
you
Tom.
See like you. See, I'll just say that like while we're watching, you see flecks of blue in my scales.
But you're like hiding behind like a house or something.
Like, yeah, like I just barely. You can see one end of me sticking out from one side of the house.
And like, you know what I mean. Sticking out at the one end, and your snout on the other.
Yeah.
So you guys approach the guards, and the one on the left goes, "State your business."
We're okay. So Tom, we're like arm in arm, two girlfriends.
Oh, hello!
Look at these handsome guys.
Dude, I've seen this Wayans Brothers movie. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
These guards are so much more attractive than what they have in Master.
State your business.
Oh, we are just going back to our mother's house. Shh, you mustn't tell her.
All right, go ahead.
Flaw in this plan.
As we, as we get close, what do you do?
We're like right in front of them.
Like at, they're 10 feet apart.
Well, they haven't even moved. They're just still like leaning against their either side of the gate.
And then I whisper, like coyly, into Aluja's ear. Like, all right, let's smash these fools.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess. You guys, it must be so lonely out
Please
here.
Please move along.
Luna pulls out her hammer and does a melee blow against the one to smack him in the head.
All right, roll your attack.
Okay.
Yeah, they're minions. It's cool.
That was not good.
Oh, no.
Wait.
What did
Tom,
you roll?
You have a chance to save this.
You want to go ahead and guess?
Was it a one?
Uh-huh. Plus
seven. Can I take this opportunity to start moving from my position?
Yeah, you guys can start charging in. So, what's
happening?
Tom, what do you do?
I use the concept of I do a sly flourish, obviously, but I'm not using my dagger because I don't want to kill these people. I'm using my fist, which is also a D4, but I lose a one or two to my attack. So let's see. I got a 23.
Okay, so you punch him right in the jaw, and he goes down like a sack of potatoes.
Now I use my concept of press the advantage. No, not that one. The other one.
You don't have that anymore, do you?
Guys, where did it go? The gun? I found it. I'm going to do a low slash, which is whenever I hit someone, I can, as a minor action, attack again. So I want to, like, vault off this guy's face and kick the other guy.
Okay.
And that is a... Oh, also a 23.
Okay. Right before you kick him in the face, he goes, "I was gonna let you pass," and then you kick him in the face.
Sorry,
and,
bro.
He's unconscious.
This right. Gives them plausible deniability. Come on, let's go.
I gotta go. Guys, let's go.
In the background, you see me. I was charging in, ready to strike, and I didn't realize the guy was gonna go down, so I trip and fall face first against the wall. I was expecting to land that blow.
Okay. So you guys make it the rest of the way back to the boat.
Oh, Roz, so good to see you. We've missed your
Roz,
voice.
So good to see you.
Hey, did you bring the gold?
We did, Roz.
God, Roz, we just walked in the door. Can we just have some peace and quiet for a minute?
Roz, I'm sorry for Tom. He's a rude dragonborn. Yeah, we brought you the monies, and we're ready to go on a little trip to Mastwick. You ready to go? You ready to go, like, now?
Well, no, we have to buy the residium first. And we can leave tomorrow. A sister has to get paid.
That's not gonna work for us.
Well, can we just lay low on the boat?
Hide in the daisy pin.
Sure, you can go down in the hold. No one's gonna look.
Okay.
There's a storage locker in there.
Yeah, we hide in the head locker. I'm sure nothing will happen here. So I suppose we should just hide underneath some bushels. We got bushels, I think.
Yeah.
We'll make the deal at first light.
Okay.
Pay does not hide.
You should hide. Maybe you should do that.
All right. Junpei is easily swayed.
Yes.
So since that was early morning, she's going to go out and get the stuff today, and then we'll leave.
Right.
Okay. Well, we're just chilling. Pet Daisy all together.
Yeah, Daisy, we miss you so much.
It's getting a little tense because we feel like some people are petting Daisy the wrong way.
Like, it's not how she likes it.
Guys, Daisy,
there's no wrong way to pet a Daisy.
Definitely missed you guys.
Oh, I can tell.
She gets me like a little more than the rest, though, right?
She actually seems slightly annoyed that you've left her alone for so long.
Animals do that sometime.
Can I do an arcana check on Daisy? Make sure.
You've never done it before.
Maybe yeah. She's magic.
She might be a magic donkey.
What yeah, is that's a person?
That's yo. That's what I'm saying. Fight, fuck,
like,
why not?
Before yeah. Tom hears the response, he kisses Daisy, hoping she's a princess.
That's what I think.
Can I change my class to Donk No Mage?
Junpei is suddenly hit by a wave of suspicion regarding Daisy and does an arcana check, wiggles his fingers in front of her, and it taps the power of the force, magic, whatever.
There you go.
I rolled a 15, and I gotta get back to my main page here. And then my arcana is 11, so that's 26.
Okay, you can't quite put your finger on it, but there's something special about Daisy.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something special about Daisy.
I kissed it. That's not it. I loved it.
I grabbed Daisy's little nose and just smooch, smooch, smooch.
The thing that's special is the love that we all hold for her in our hearts.
Junpei, looks, grabs Daisy gently by the head and, like, pulls his face right in front of hers and, like, looks at her in the eyes soulfully.
It's in
like,
a moment.
And says... What aren't you telling us?
What are you, a trick? A trap?
A trick? A trap? Are you a Dalek?
It's an illusion.
Intimidate check.
No, don't intimidate Daisy.
No.
So we just hang out with Daisy all day long.
We just chilling and shit.
Yeah. We literally pet Daisy all day long.
It's a great day.
Yeah. It's a golden sunshine afternoon.
Daisy says,
"Yeah, Daisy, your voice,
is music to my ears."
Okay, so a little bit later, you hear what sounds like something heavy being loaded onto the boat, and
it's Residium.
And Roz comes and talks to you, and she goes,
"Okay, we can go now. We're not gonna take on supplies here because I know you guys gotta go quick. So, but there's a place, there's a little village we can stop at.
Okay.
Along the way. It's, what's it called? I forget.
it Roger, is, you feeling okay?
Hold on, guys. Shut up.
Roz is my favorite character. So can we go through some of our favorite side characters? We got Roz.
Hold on. Wait, I have it written down somewhere. Where is it?
We'll vamp about side characters. Flip by Caller, he's all right. What about Lucan?
Wait, it's Stockley. It's called Stockley. It's a very small village. On an
we'll
island.
We'll get our stocks there. That's convenient.
Yeah.
What do you know? Maybe that's why they call it that.
Who'd have thought?
Now, is this an island, or is this to north, or what?
It's an island. It's between here and Maastricht.
Is it in the Kraken feeding grounds?
No. South.
Yeah, let's not go there again. Even though that Kraken was pretty cool.
I could use some more Kraken murder.
We're going to be going through the area that's more of the Lost Island-ish area.
Oh, really? Oh. Interesting.
I'll remember that. Let's sell this cargo. Pay off a djinn servant, and then get into some real shit, guys.
Yeah, man.
And then kill fucking Trant Thumble.
Yes.
Whoever those godforsaken winged beasts were.
Oh, then that's cool.
Okay. She's like, "Okay, we just have to clear customs, and then we'll be off."
Okay, what? We'll go downstairs again.
Yeah, but we're gonna go hang out with Daisy again. Don't worry about it.
Don't answer any questions. We're not here.
As you're saying that, two customs officers walk in.
Sons of bitches again. Do you want to play cool?
I can do my suggestion magic powers on customs officers.
Yeah, let's just be cool.
Yeah, do that. Don't you have that thing that turns like a diplomacy into arcana?
Yeah, that's the suggestion magical power suggestion.
Okay, do it.
Oh, cool. I'll just do that.
You're pulling like an Obi-Wan on them? Like,
yeah,
is that what's happening? Okay, that's great.
I tell them that we are just normal hands and that they don't need to worry about us at all, and that they should.
Do you make a hand joke? Because like I got.
I tell them I'm a hand, and then I like take my missing hand that is a mage hand right now, and put it in front of my face, and then I grab the tip of the middle finger with my other hand, and I pull it away, and the hand comes off, and I kind of wiggle it back and forth, and I'm like, "Heh, heh." Anyway,
They too seem bored.
Anyway, so yeah, I tell them that we are the most normal things on this ship, and that in fact they should not even think to question us. And I do. Oops. This might not go good because I 14 overall.
Because I need to have your names here on what it doesn't say that you're not on this what do they call it, that list,
manifest.
Yeah, you're not on this manifest. Who are you people?
What manifest?
Aren't you that Trumbull Thumble kid? What's his name? Oh, the leader of our city. Yeah, are you that kid?
Look, that's kind of rude. That's, you know what? I would go as far as to say that's racist. You see a group of differently mixed-raced friends, and you automatically assume that they're Thumbles? Who are you, sir?
Okay, well, here's the thing. We got this notice in from Central Dispatch that said to look out for a group of a dwarf and a githyanki, which I've never heard of, a dragonborn, and a halfling.
Listen,
says, I've never heard of this githyanki thing either. What is that?
Clearly I'm not a dragonborn because I have a tail. Do you even have eyes?
I'm a drow.
Would you like to roll a bluff check for that?
Oh, goddamn, I would love to. I would love
you,
to
Tom?
Roll...
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
I think we should all roll bluff checks for those things that we just said.
What is a 16 plus 5 get me? So 21.
He goes, huh. Yeah, that's true. Dragonborns don't have tails.
All right, we just established canon for dragonborns in this universe.
Huh. I feel like we know why you have a tail now. It's that one fancy attack you do. Player character. Wait, yeah. Player knowledge, character knowledge.
Yeah.
Getting back in scene.
All right, well, I guess all of this is in order. You guys can cast off.
Hey, I know that I was mad and you're doing your job. I'm sorry. Here's a gold piece.
Yeah, have a good day, sirs.
Thanks, guys. It's customary for, like, 5 gold pieces, but...
You're a little racist. You're racist. This isn't a bribe. This is a
We're going to be honest with you, though. You're a little racist.
You need to do some serious soul-searching and just reflect on yourself as a person.
I'm going to call the NAADP, the National Organization of Advancement of Dragon People.
Can you at least give my buddy a gold?
I don't have a job either.
Yeah.
Fine.
Give the guy his friend a gold.
Your buddy stood by and said nothing while you were racist. That makes him worse than you. Good day, sir.
You're like Hitler, too.
Oh.
Well, there was never Hitler 1 in this universe.
I don't know what that is. We'll see you guys later.
Maybe there's like three Hitlers in this universe.
I love when Hitler... I mean, excuse me. When 50... Ooh, that was a weird slip. I love when Thrifty as a NPC says, I don't know what that is. And then leaves.
It's one of my favorite things.
Okay, so.
Oh my god, that was so close.
Guys, you're so cool.
player me right now would like to say that it's really good that I came back when I did, apparently.
Yeah, it is. God. I feel like you're... that's another improv thing. See, you just jumped right into the scene without thinking about it, and you did so good. We're very proud of you.
You're natural.
Okay, so you guys cast off. It's going to be it's gonna be a day before you get to Stockley.
Oh, Stockley.
So you guys are hanging out. Roz goes, Some of the hands, they seem to think that you guys are kind of aloof. Maybe you should, talk to them, get to know them a little bit.
Well, as Junpei has already established, he is quite aloof, and that is just part of his character. And
is this ship kind of like our hub world?
A little bit. They seem to be annoyed that you keep calling them slaves.
No way! We haven't done that for like... I'm sorry.
I thought they would have forgotten about that by now.
One of the crew members walks up behind you and goes, "Yeah, my name's Trevor, not slave."
Trevor, you look so good in your red shirt.
Oh, he's not a red shirt, is he?
It's my shirt is blue.
Okay. Oh, damn it.
Trevor, I'm sorry. We're very stupid.
Oh, is Tom colorblind?
I was about to ask. Is that canon?
I think so.
No.
Yeah.
Too much work.
A rogue can't be colorblind. That's rude.
Okay, so we should talk.
Well, we know Xantolin. Can we say hi to Xantolin again?
We don't even know what color rouge is. That's not good.
Hey guys.
That was
Xantolin. How's it been?
Hey, it's been okay.
What you been up to while we've been in port?
I come and pet the donkey.
Yeah. Aww, he really replaces that murdered dog
She's
of yours.
So great, right?
Yeah.
How does everybody else in the ship feel?
She reminds
about her?
Me of Rover a little bit.
Junpei would like to ask him, hey, do you notice anything strange about Daisy? Anything suspicious?
She has a certain presence.
Does she now?
She just seems really special.
She really just like commands your respect when she walks into the room.
She's wise eyes.
Trevor, how about you? I feel like we got about 20 minutes left for this podcast. Give me your story.
I don't know. I was a slave, and now I work on this boat.
Slave Trevor.
Oh no, he's not a slave anymore.
Oh, my bad.
Slaver.
And then he winks at Aludra.
Is he? Trevor's an attractive name. We can all agree to that, right?
Aludra winks right back at him.
I say, get it.
I turn into Aludra, and I also wink back.
Junpei looks into a mirror and winks.
Another hand comes over and goes, Trevor, don't hog all of this lovely lady's time.
Oh.
Hello.
Are the only ladies on this boat?
Hello.
Yeah, are there any other female, former
hands?
Slaves?
No, these are all
bros.
Men.
I would just like to say, it looks like I've staked my claim on Roz, but if all you all want to get it, like, that's okay. I mean, I need her to take it off my hands every
day. No. Junpei has already promised his heart to Tum's drow sister.
Oh, gosh.
We accidentally turned Roz into a life of prostitution again.
No. Get
paid. Yeah, but she's like, it's a weird dynamic because she's like the captain, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's totally the
And
captain.
Yet she's also like, you know, I don't know.
What's Roz? Man, Roz is a really deep story character, isn't she?
So the guy goes to shake Aludra's hand.
Hi, sir. What's your name?
My name's Chad.
Oh, Chad!
Chad and Trevor!
Chad's a great name.
Chad, you know, one of my best friends growing up was named Chad.
Really? Yeah. Is he a dwarf?
Yeah. Tell him that you remind him... that he reminds you of your friend, because that will end this quickly.
Aludra, did you get nice? Did you get your memories
just
back?
I clicked my wine glass against the microphone by accident.
Aludra, did you get your memories back too? Is your life terrible?
Yeah, no, it was pretty great. You know, we're dwarves living in the mountains. You know, looking for gold and stuff. We love that. Me and Chad, we would always look for gold in the mountain.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, all right, I gotta go swap the deck, but it's really nice talking to you.
It's nice.
Bye, Chad.
Bro, you need some help with that, bro?
Yeah, do you want to come help? You could help me swap the poop deck.
Yeah, well, dude, bro, let's go swap that poop deck. You got an extra swabber?
Yeah, I've got like 3 of them.
Oh, bros.
Ooh, me.
Team building exercise. Let's swap.
While this is going on, I would like to say that Junpei slinks off to go... inspect Daisy. Interrogate her is probably a more appropriate word.
Aludra just stayed where she That's true, and he gained some mind by eating it.
It has reconfigured his brain into a completely new personality than he was before. And
so, all of our strengths, none of our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Aludra is feeling a lot of feelings because she just like compulsively lied for some reason and she does not know why. She's like, I thought I was a good person. Why did I do that?
What other, are there any other characters? Anybody with an exclamation mark over their head or a chat bubble?
Oh, yes, because we really need more quests and missions right now.
What if there's someone else that's like, hand me hands, owes me a hand. If you find him, take his hand.
Bro, there is no shame in doing a quest that you're overleveled for. We can come back. It's
all right. A guy comes up to Roz and goes, we didn't get any supplies. We're almost out of mead.
She goes,
don't worry, Brett. When we get to Stockley, we'll pick up more mead. It's okay.
Yeah.
When we get to where?
Stockley.
Stockley. Weren't you listening?
No, I was gone getting a drink. I got some Chardonnay. And that was That was pretty important to me.
Oh, we're going to Stockley first. It's a very small island with a little tiny village.
It's where we stock. Stockley. Yeah. We'll get mead.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't even realize that when I named.
Guys, what do you think we should call ourselves?
Oh.
What about Tom in the Dark Place?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nah.
The Warriors Four.
What about the Kraken Company?
I'm kind of the Kraken. I should let you guys know right now. I'm kind of married to the term the Daisy Chain Gang.
Oh my god.
I'm not against that.
That implies certain things about our relationship with Daisy that I'm not sure I'm comfortable with.
Oh no.
This Daisy Chain has a sexual connotation, right?
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind.
At least it's not Daisy Train.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Meanwhile,
holy shit, we're already here. I can't believe how fast that was.
Oh, that whole poop deck.
Best boat captain ever.
It feels like the whole day went by. It just feels like a minute with you guys here.
That's true. Should we have a contest for like a name of our group, and whoever wins can get one of our books?
I kind of like
our
that.
Books?
Like, mm-hmm. Whole
yeah. Wizards
it's
gave
good
us a
table. Oh, yeah.
It gives us the illusion of like getting the audience involved. It makes it so that we have to do less shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
It really tricks those fools.
We're delegating.
God, those dumb pieces of shit. Am I right?
Whoa.
Too far.
Wow. Okay. So you guys dock at this little tiny village, on this smallish island. But you know, there's a little built, a couple little houses and buildings and stuff.
It's like Patmos.
Oh, it is.
And so you guys all exit the boat, but you don't. At first, you don't see anybody, and then you look around and they're like, "Oh wait, is that a person over there laying dead? Why are they sleeping?"
Kick them away.
You go over and that person's dead.
Oh, motherfucker!
Oh my god, everyone in this village is dead.
Oh my god, guys, these are us from the future. Cliffhanger!
No!
that actually is the end.
Wait,
they are from the future? Are they us?
Well, yeah, they're not you.
They're not you, but
they're all dead. And
don't do that to me, Thrifty. I got so excited. I was like, time travel, yes!
And finally, steampunk machine.
Man, yeah.
Why would you murder an entire village in front of us? That's rude as heck.
Man.
That is not team.
So you guys...
not team as hell.
We have a whole bunch of feedback, which I think we should read all of it now and then skip it next week.
Sure.
Okay.
So
Tim, did you get that feedback?
Of course I did. We don't want to split it into two.
No,
weeks.
We don't, because the next one might be longer than this one.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, guys. As always, since we have so much, I'm not going to make a bullshit dumb thing. We love your iTunes. Seriously, it helps us out a whole lot. Do it for both this feed and for Random Encounters. It helps us be able to get new fans, new listeners, and then more better ideas because you guys talk to us. Anyway, let's go. D&D Android says, my family is now one of us. I'm...
No, go ahead. Read the whole thingamajig. Read it all. Read all of it.
Jesus.
Yeah, Christ. Just do it, dude.
See you in 4 hours. Since I've shared my session of your podcast with my brother, he's now listening to the shows. And last night, we all played D&D through Roll20.net for the first time. Congratulations.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that. Bringing us closer. I see you edited them. Nice work. I'm gonna let you finish. Don't give up, blood drinker. Oh, damn it. The male Danny T from the US says, fantastic Eagles, Drugs, and Dragons. No Bob, no, from the United States says, What? I like a podcast where I listen to people play a board game. Past me is not going to believe this. Exactly. There's no board.
There it is.
Nice. Alustrialil from Canada says, g'day, mate, mistress. God. If I was a cartoon woman, I'd totally be all over the big dragon D. You guys are wonderful.
Oh, my.
Wait, why are we cartoons? I don't think we're cartoons.
Well,
our avatars.
The Sky Lord Greens from the United States says, Sly, wait for it, flourish! Further, he goes on to say, Sly flourish! And then
I did not expect that.
That was shrill.
That's your cue, Tim. Men Lover from the United States says, best thing ever. We're apparently better than men. BB1971 says, update, still hilarious. Thank you. Uncle Trapspringer says, you make Dragonlance references. I love you guys. We'll do that more. Moin Trigu says, more podcasts. This has quickly become my favorite podcast. It's the only show where I'll finish listening to an episode and then have to fight the urge to start it over again. I usually fail. Aww. It even inspired me to start my own campaign. And yes. Now I'm rolling D20s again for the first time in 10 years. Guys, play D&D. It's so much fun. Clack Jack says, best of the best of the best. Salvin615 says, what will happen next time? Mr. Creeper 213 says, beards, brains, and bronze. They're all from Canada. Good day, mate. DGUGXHF Dr. J says, I have that shiny Charizard.
But Mockman, did you hear that?
Here you go.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's
James,
muted.
James the Rock, the Bard, Schmitty, Smith, on the level with the Penny Arcade DDC. That is high praise.
Wow.
Thank you again.
Very high praise. Shit.
Bachman, you're still muted.
That is lies, but thank you.
I'm not muted. Am I?
Now
oh,
you're
now
not.
You're good.
What? Now you're gone again.
Well, you muted yourself mid-sentence. You're
still gone again.
Drow Warrior says, I throw a Pokeball at it. Luroy says, holy Kraken. Dan Talvo from Australia says, that hurts so good. Ball 16870 says, listen, imagine, enjoy. Just Bast says, Jorks and Dragons for the win. Jokes! Joak his Mims 123 says, okay, this is the best thing to happen to the population of Earth since Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin.
Wow.
My favorite character is Dumb Dork, like, hey, fuck you!
They said you're the favorite.
Okay, I'll take it. Button on your face says, 777777. What? I don't get
it. Wouldn't it be great if Mike Bachman could talk right now? There you go. I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you hear that last review?
Yes, I did. I heard 77777 and I got a huge boner.
Did you hear about the shiny Charizard?
I did. And what I was trying to tell you guys was that my boy on Twitter, and I got to look up his Twitter handle. I'll have it. But he straight up delivered. He got me a shiny Pikachu, dope ass Pikachu, and he got me a shiny Swagazard. And I have those in my Pokemans right now.
Using your internet fame high level Pokemans?
No, they weren't high level. He bred them himself. And so these were level 5.
Gosh.
And
I'm raising them like they're my. But you are using your internet fame to get.
What good is internet fame if you can't get a shiny Charizard?
That is true. If everybody, if anybody else who's listening wants to trade me their like just swag ass Pokemon, like I'll take them.
Hey, listeners,
I will raise them. I'll get them.
Be like Isk in EVE Online. My character's name is Cahote. C-A-H-O.
Nobody plays EVE Online.
This is an ice cream.
Bachman, remind me about how busy you are again.
Dude, dope-ass Pikachu. Dope-ass Pikachu and Swagazard.
Mr. XDM40 says, good show. Thank you. Shinbro from United States says, one of the best...
Wait, what?
One of the best 4E podcasts out there. It's pretty specific, but...
I don't... I would like to think that we're just one of the best D&D podcasts out there.
No, best podcast.
Ever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're coming for you.
Josh Bingaman, that's my Pokemon source.
Okay.
Your Poke hookup.
You're going to blow them up. Now everyone's going to be like, yo, Josh, give me the Pokemons.
Right. Well,
you have fucking...
You just put them on Front Street, bro.
You have turned this man to indentured servitude.
Oh, shit, I did that. But no, he and I, we're bros. He's got a Pokemon called Dragon D, bro.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Thank God. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Keep doing that. Keep making lots of them.
So go iTunes. If you draw us art, we'll tweet it out. We love getting art. So far, we have the two top contenders, and then we have a couple other people sending us. Hit us up, in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Twitter.com.
If you would like to get in touch with us, usually the best way is on Twitter because we're all on there. We're at D&D Podcast.
That's D-N-D as in the letter
N. Yeah, not an ampersand.
Right, because that's not possible. You can get in touch with me. I'm at Thrifty Nerd on Twitter.
You can get in touch with me posing as Thrifty Nerd at Thrifty Nerd on Twitter. It's just switch that I for an O. And it's Thrifty Nerd.
Just talk shit.
You can get in touch with me personally, like my, you know, out of character, at the Mike Bachman.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Steven Strom, StevenStrom. Also, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this before, but I'm on a couple of other podcasts, which I think I've said before, but specifically I'm on a podcast called The Lonely TARDIS, which is a Doctor Who podcast that we do every week after each episode of Doctor Who. And we just had Marcus Beer from Game Trailers on recently, and he's fucking fantastic, a real actual Britishman. Who came onto the podcast and talked. If you like Doctor Who, go listen to that podcast too. We're not as funny, but we're way more informative.
Is this a cross-promote? Because if we're going to cross-promote...
If you're about to do that,
then we're about to talk about how 3 out of 5 of us are on Cast of Thrones.
Yeah, we got to get off that Cast of Thrones. Everybody watches Game of Thrones, right?
Right. If you're not, what are you doing with your life?
Although, I'm still campaigning for the Lonely TARDIS Game of Thrones, or the Lonely TARDIS Cast of Thrones crossover podcast.
I just don't want to ruin my brand.
That makes me have a heart attack. That's a lot of people.
Can we talk? If we're cross promoting, can we just say that you can find me on Xbox Live just playing some Skate 3?
Right? He's too busy though. Too busy.
I'm on Steam at Lorse, LORSE. If you want to send me some stuff in Dota 2, that'd be great. You know.
Guys, stop it.
I don't play video games. You found me at the gym lifting weights. So what?
Don't send me.
You're tough or something.
Unless you really want
to. Did everyone already say their things?
Yep.
Okay. So please don't forget to check out our other feed, which is the first two episodes. The next episode will, well, first by this time, for two episodes will be out of us getting very drunk. I'm really nervous about that because, boy, do we get really drunk.
Some of you got really drunk, and some of us fucking suffered for it.
Think in the first episode, Strom seems more drunk than the rest of us.
He does. Yeah.
But by the second episode...
There's a moment where Strom just stops talking to us.
You're contact drunk. All that's a blur to me.
The second episode is a fucking mess.
I watched like 40 minutes of it. It's not terrible.
There's a lot
of moments for us where just... Because we're not, like, talking as much. There's, like, stuff going on in the back. Like, there's a really funny scene with Bachman drinking his Christmas wine. So, like, there's no audio for it. But it's hilarious on the Twitch feed.
I feel like there's got to be a point in at least one of the podcasts, or maybe it happens between the two, where I go from jovial to just fucking mad at the world and I'm not going to take it anymore.
It's called the beginning of the podcast.
It's called every podcast.
Yeah, it's called every podcast we've done so far.
Yeah, every podcast that happens.
Strom, next time you got to get like Red Bull high or something. Like, get coffee high.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, caffeine. You got to embrace the sweet death of caffeine.
I'm going to get diabetes.
I'm not. It is. I will say it's entertaining, but... Yeah.
Beware.
But after this is over, we're going to go into Gamma World, and it's going to be like real awesome stuff.
Gamma World's going to be sweet. I'm really, really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, too.
I've already started building my character for Tim's, where he DMs. I'm, like, really thinking on it.
Whoa.
Oh, God, I got to do that soon.
Oh, man, I haven't thought about mine at all.
Yeah, I guess I don't think that's going to happen for a while, because, I mean, geez, scheduling-wise.
I know. I'm just excited. Extra excited.
I'm excited too.
Hey, all right, you guys. I kind of like this thing we're doing here, where we're just having a little time to have a friendly chat at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I like it.
Listeners,
like,
let us know.
Be friends.
So
random.dndpodcast.com. Go to dndpodcast.com. Check out that. Get on that wiki, because that wiki needs some updating, you guys.
Get on that wiki.
We believe in you.
Twitch.tv/dndpodcast.
Yeah, if you want to, you can go watch us do this, and you can see our stupid faces.
Well, yeah. I don't know why you'd want to.
I don't know, but people have done it. So stupid. We love you for doing that.
Oh, yeah, dude, seriously. Like, there was, like, I mean, I don't even know what the current count. 64 people sitting here just, like,
watching
just
us,
chatting and listening, and I love it.
And thank you.
In my real life, there aren't even 64 people that would want to hear what I have to say.
Exactly. Like,
thank you. Oh my God, Bachman, you are in the chat room right now, you bastard.
No, I'm not.
I can see it. I'm looking and reading right
is
now.
Is this Throfty?
We've all been in the chat room for the past bit.
You take so much psychic damage. So thank you guys who came in the chat. There's the Plaster Mask and Frostrunner 123 and Redorama and lots of millions of other people. It's awesome. We love you guys. And so I guess until next week, let's keep it dicey.
Super dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.